that is the sitting position. I don't know, I guess haunches and thigh could be synonymous, I don't know. As a student of anatomy, I'm no good either.
If someone can lift 200 pounds, you say he's mighty
strong.
This means he has, or he has a great deal of
strength.
Someone who takes a joke well and tells a joke well and is so just happy, we say is, say, oh, he, I like him, he's mighty
jovial.
And he has a good sense of
humor.
A person who seems to trip over his feet all the time and his hands don't seem to go where he wants them to go, you say is
clumsy.
A person who never spends a penny is
frugal.
And a person who is advanced in age,
elderly
in age, but who has a very busy and eager mind,
you'd say he was alert.
Now let's suppose, in addition to having an eager mind, he is also quite physically active.
I'd say he's active.
Uh-huh.
Instead of spry.
If someone is frightened of something and you're trying to get him over this, you say, it's all right, there's no reason to be
afraid.
A person who takes no pride in his appearance, goes around with ragged clothes, dirty,
slovenly.
And a person, a smoker for example, who frequently burns holes in his shirt, you say it's
sloppy
or
careless.
A person who makes up his mind and won't change it no matter what.
He's hard-headed.
And a person who takes offense at things easily.
Wears his feelings on his sleeve.
Any other term for this? You, for example, let's say he becomes angry easily. You might warn someone, don't play a joke on him because he's
temperamental.
What word would you use to refer to a person who does things, does strange things, and behaves strangely?
Eccentric.
Mm-hmm. Would this person be called queer?
Well, I wouldn't refer to him that way. That's all I mean, buddy. No, I'd say he was eccentric. Odd, perhaps.
And
odd, perhaps. I think perhaps odd would be the word.
The old story is that if you wave a red flag in front of a bull, you'll make him
enraged.
And let's say a number of people are excited, you might get up in front of them and say, all right now, everything will be all right, let's just
be calm.
And at night when you go home from work, you're not fresh, you're...
At 5 o'clock shadow.
This means what?
Tuckered?
Petered out?
Bushed.
What does this mean?